Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, let's introduce Pamela. Pamela Ngubane, who is General Manager at the South African Friends of Israel. Pamela, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being so wonderfully patient. You saw us dancing in studio earlier. Is Israel able, or does Israel have a possible solution to containing the threat of ISIS?
Israel is a leader in counterterrorism in the world.
Yes.
And is used to working in extremely complex scenarios. The last few weeks have seen terror attacks, mostly by Arab Israelis. You know, normally they would be coming from Gaza or the West Bank, but now it's from within population of Israel. So they've managed to contain it. And I mean, you can imagine how delicate the work is. So I think that in the situation of Mozambique, it's very straightforward. They're not dealing with the local population. They're dealing with ISIS. With their intelligence capabilities and their technology, they would be able to contain this quite easily, I think.
So how do we get the South Africa? I mean, this would be obviously on a global scale. But in South Africa, we know that there are training camps here. We know that there's a threat. I mean, if you look at what's happening in northern Mozambique, on our borders, within our borders, how do we get local governments of our South Africa, our neighboring countries, to take notice?
Israel has been accredited to the AU, so a platform already exists to engage with Israel.
Yeah.
And Israel has sold technology to Mozambique, which they used in Cabo Delgado to detect drones from ISIS that had been sent to spy on the military there. And they said that those drones could possibly even have had bombs on them, but they were detected and they were shot down before they were able to be a threat, both in intelligence and in the lives of the military personnel. So they are able to engage with Israel through the AU and directly. Israel is always open to interacting. And, you know, beyond that, in general, the militaries of many African countries, and especially in SADC, do need to be modernized, and Israel can help in that. So I think from local government to the AU level, Israel is able to tailor solutions to the particular regions with their own special problems.
Pamela, thank you so much. Thank you for your time and for your patience and for being a friend of Israel. Thank you very, very much. I wish you a wonderful day. That's Pamela Ngubane, General Manager at the South African Friends of Israel.